The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In Parashat Naso, the Torah says regarding the Nazir, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir, chometz yayin v'chometz sheichar lo yishteh, from newer aged wine shall he abstain, and he shall not drink vinegar of wine or vinegar of aged wine. Anything in which grapes have been steeped shall he not drink, and fresh and dried grapes shall he not eat. We understand why the Nazir isn't supposed to drink wine. Wine leads to drunkenness. Drunkenness leads to sin and terrible things. But why can't the Nazir eat grapes? Why is he prohibited from eating other parts of the grape that don't lead to drunkenness and sin? Midrash Rabbah asks this question. We understand Yayin, we understand Chometz and Pnei Shichrus, but why Mishras HaNavim? Why things that in which the grapes have been soaked? That won't make him drunk. And eating Kol Yotzim and Agefen? That won't make him drunk. Why is that prohibited? Midrash explains, Mikan Shechayev Adam Laharchik Atzom Min Akir, Min Adoma Lakir, Min Adoma Ladoma. Person has to avoid not just Chet, not just Kir. He has to avoid things adjacent to Kir, and things that are adjacent to things that are adjacent to Kir. He has to go very far away from Kir. Mikan she'asasa Torah siyag l'dvareh. From here we see the Torah makes fences, gzeros, to its prohibitions. Midrash goes on, gives us another example of a siyag. Taman Taninan, first Mishnah Perkei Avos, it says, v'asu siyag l'Torah. We are commanded to make fences, to make siyag for the Torah. Ketzad, yasa adam siyag l'dvarev. A person is commanded to make his own siyag. Just as the Torah makes a siyag for its prohibitions. Example, we just saw one example, the example of Nazir. Midrash brings a different example. A person is commanded from approaching, from contact with a woman who's a nida. So that's the Maisa Aveira itself. One might think he's permitted to embrace her, to kiss her. Other types of improper conduct. You can't do anything, the Pasuk says. Even these types of things, which are not the Aveira itself, gives other examples, sleeping b'vigodeh alamita, lo sikrav, even for her to just make herself attractive, yachal tirchatz espaneo, techachel aseineha, v'itol amena sakos, other types of conduct, v'adava benidasa, kol yom she'idava tehe benidui. The Midrash seems to be saying these things are also prohibited. The Midrash seems to be saying that they're midaraisa, they're included in lo sikrav, but they're a siyag. We should make a siyag. We should learn from here that we should make a siyag just as the Torah makes a siyag. These examples of kurva to nida. There is a major discussion in the Achronim whether indeed we find that the Torah prohibits things as a siyag. We know that the Rabbanan and Chazal throughout Shas prohibit all kinds of things as a siyag, as a gzeira that a person shouldn't come to do an avera. But does the Torah do that? Are there examples of things that are asur midaraisa, the Torah itself prohibits, which are only prohibited as a siyag, as a secondary isur, so you shouldn't come to do the primary isur? This Midrash Rabbah seems to be saying yes. It seems to be giving the example of Nazir, the example of kurva to nida, which it seems to be assuming that all the kurvas are daraisa. Avastrib Nassan has the same thing about the Kurvas Tanitha. It seems to be saying these are Daraisa and these are Siyag, and we're commanded to make our own Siyagim just as the Torah made these Siyag. There are opinions in the Poskim, there's no such thing, that the Torah never makes a Siyag, that anything that is prohibited in the Daraisa is not a Gzeira. Anything that's a Gzeira must only be Drabanan. Tashbatz is one of the earliest to say this. The Tashbatz says flat out, Ein HaTorah Seres Mishum Shema. The Torah never prohibits something, Shema, lest you do something else. The Torah's things are only include those things that are inherently prohibited. Anytime you find the reason being given as a Shema is Gzeira Drabanan. Whenever you see Shema, maybe you'll happen to do this, maybe you'll come to do that. That's only Drabanan. That's the authorization of Asu Mishmeres Mishmarti. The Torah doesn't prohibit things like that. The Torah only prohibits Averis, which are inherently Asa. Stichemet suggests that even though we just had a Midrash Rabbah that tells us that Nazir and Nida are examples of Siyag Daraisa, he says maybe that's different. Maybe those are cases where wine for the Nazir used to be Mutzer until it became a Nazir. It had Heter to Isuro previously, Nida. his wife is permitted to him before she became a Nida. These things are special cases where even the Torah makes a siyug. So the Torah sometimes makes a siyug, but only in these limited cases. But things which are always mutter, and the asur is always asur, and the mutter is always mutter, there the Tashbatz is saying you don't find a siyug. But be that as it may, Kipshuto, the Tashbatz just says there's no such thing as a siyug, as a gzera, midaraisa, and it seems to be against what this Bamidbar Rabba says about Nida and about Nazir. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva already to note that the Midrash seems to be telling us that there is such a thing as a siyag midaraisa. He, for some reason, he's talking about kurva to other arayas, not Nida, to the pasuk of El Kol She'er B'Sero Lo Sikrivu, that we're prohibited from having contact with arayas in general. He says this includes Kol Kiruv B'Sar, any type of physical contact, Nigiyah, touching, like Eshes Ish. And the Torah calls it legalis erva, even though it's not really erva. He says the pshat is, kreva, any kind of contact, leads to erva. And it's exera. It's exera that you shouldn't have any kind of contact because it can lead to erva. Now Rabbeinu Yonah notes, this is a big chiddush, the Tashbat seems to disagree, so he says, v'chi tamar b'levavecha, where do you find such a thing? This is a tremendous chiddush to interpret the prohibitions of the Torah as siyug. He says, yeah, we do find it. I'll find you nashiv chadavar, I'll find you a precedent. Nazir. Nazir, the Iker Nazir is pen yishteh v'yishkach mechokek, he'll drink, he'll get drunk, he'll forget the commandments of the lawgiver, he's eiruach nunim, he'll be led astray after his nus. The Torah prohibited everything, everything that comes from the Geffen, even things which are not intoxicating. It's a geder, it's a harchaka, quotes the Midrash. Stechevin notes he could have brought the other part of the Midrash that explicitly talks about Nida and the harchaka of other types of kurva, but he brought the Midrash of Nazir and he used it as a precedent to understand al kol she'er b'sero lo sikrivu to aser all types of kurva. Now the Shari Tshuva, the Midrash itself, of Avos Rabbi Nosson, seems to be saying that other types of kurva to arayas, not just the Maisa Averit itself, but arayas, Nida, Eshes Ish, other arayas, are all midaraisa, they're a siyog, but they're a siyog midaraisa. This is a famous machlokes between Rambam and Ramban. Rambam says all kurva to arayas, at least if it's kurva derechiba, some say even not derechiba, some say only derechiba, but Rambam says there is an isur deraisa of having any kind of physical kurva to arayas. Ramban says no, not asur midaraisa, it's only drabanan. This drush is only in asmachta, even though the midrash's language that they point out seems to be pretty clear. It seems to say that it's the lechachtov. Yosef Engel has a long discussion on siyug midaraisa. He brings many examples. He says the pashas of the midrash is this is daraisa. We should make a siyug for ourselves, just like the Torah made a siyug. But the Rabban says it's drabanan. The Magen Avraham he brings says that this seems to be a drasha gemura, a deraisa, but it's a major machlokes rishon and whether it's deraisa or not. Rabbeinu Yonah here is going that it is deraisa, and he says this is an example of a siyog deraisa, and av l'kulam, the precedent in Torah, the clear precedent is nazir. Clearly the Torah means to prohibit intoxicating grape products, but the Torah prohibits all grape products as a form of siyog. Another example of a siyog deraisa, poskim say, is yichud. Yichud to an erva is daraisa. Why is yichud aser? The Gemara's mashma, the Sefer HaChinuch says, why is yichud aser? Sheyichud legalis erva hu garim. Yichud leads to gilui arayas, to erva. So some achronim bring a raya from yichud that we do find siyug daraisa. Yichud, according to most poskim, yichud to an erva is daraisa. Many or most poskim say it's daraisa, and the reason clearly is because it's a siyug. Stechema says, no, it's not a siyug. That erva is so dangerous, erva is so volatile, if a person is megala erva, if a person is miyached, it's karav levade that he's going to end up being megala erva. Yosef Engel, though, says that that's not true. He says that yichud is a clear example of a siyug deraisa. He says it's clear from the Gemara that the reason for yichud is because you may end up with actual gilui arayas. He says certainly. He says it's pashut that it's not vadai. Many people have yichud and don't end up doing bia. He says, we don't ask her yichud. If Neshes Ish is miyache, we don't ask her labayla, because we say, yichud doesn't prove anything. So it's not vadai, so the Torah answered it, it's only a siyag. The Heshev Moshe, we'll discuss shortly, the Heshev Moshe also said that yichud took for granted that yichud is a form of siyag, and it's daraisa, so it's a siyag daraisa. Yichud is another example of a siyag daraisa. Chati shir, eating half a shir of machalas asuros, pesar chazir, nevela. So, Machlok Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we say Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. The Gemara says Chazi Litz Terufe, because half a share plus half a share is Mitzaref to a whole share. What does that mean? primogadim is mesopic, he says. What does that mean, chazlut terufe? Is the pshat that if we let him eat half a share, he's going to wind up forgetting and eating another half a share and ending up doing an iser daraisa, an iser gomer of malchus and karis? So that's why chatzi share is asur also. Or is the pshat that give him an inch and he'll take a mile? You let him eat a half a share, he'll just wind up eating the whole share. But primogadim, certainly in his first shot, maybe even in the second shot, seems to be assuming that it's exera. It's exera that if you eat half a share, you'll end up eating a whole share. Even though chatzi share is asur min haTorah, primogadim seems to understand that this is another example of a siyag min haTorah. The Torah really doesn't want you to eat a share, but it also prohibits chatzi share because eating chatzi share can end up like the Pringles. You can't eat just one. You can't eat just chatzi share. You'll end up eating a whole share. You'll end up doing the primary iser. Heshev Moshe also holds this up as a classic example of a siyag daraisa, as we're about to see. The Heshev Moshe is discussing in his tshuva the shita of the Ravid and the Rashba. The Ravid and the Rashba have a kula. The halacha is bitul iser l'chatchila. You're not allowed to mevatel an iser l'chatchila. B'di'avad, if it falls in by itself, it's batel l'chatchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel an iser. But the Ravid and the Rashba say that's only true if you cook some iser together with a lot of heter in a keli that sometimes you cook small amounts of heter, sometimes large amounts of heter, he's talking about a case where some iser was nivla on the walls of the kedera. So how much iser was there? If the iser is a tiny amount, the way this kedera is always used is always going to be shishim in the kedera connected to the iser that was nivla, then it's okay. Then even l'chatchila you're allowed to cook this way. If there's enough iser in the kedera that if you cook, let's say, half a kedera, it'll be usr. If you cook a full kedera of heter, it'll be mutter. Then you're not allowed to l'chatchila cook a whole kedera of heter because sometimes you may only cook half a kedera, and then it won't be batel. So that's when we say that you're not allowed to use the kli l'chatchila, even if it's batel, because you may come to use the kli in a way that the iser is not batel. But a kli, which the derech is to cook in such a way that you're never going to wind up cooking with a small enough amount of heter that the iser won't be batel, then it's mutter l'chatchila to cook in such a kli, even though there's iser nivla on the walls of the kli. So the Heshev Moshe asks, he says, but there's an iser bitul iser l'chatchila. So if it's drabbanan, we could say it's exera that you may come to cook ba'ofen that it won't be batel, that you may come to make a mixture that won't be batel, so they asered l'chatchila, cooking even in a way that it is batel. But the shita's arrived. The Ravid has a notable sheet that he holds the iser of bitul iser l'chatchila is daraisa. The midaraisa you're not allowed to mevatel iser l'chatchila. But yeah, but it's batel. But midaraisa l'chatchila you're not allowed to mevatel the iser. So according to the Ravid, it's an iser daraisa, he says. So then, what does it matter that the amount of iser in the kli is small enough that whenever you cook b'shefa in this kli, that the amount of heter you put in is always going to be mevatel the iser? It's still an iser daraisa, bitul iser l'chatchila. You have to say, he says, that the Ravid held that even though it's Isser Midaraisa to be Mevatel Isser, that Isser Midaraisa to be Mevatel Isser is also a Xera. It's a Xera Daraisa. It's Viter Xera that you might come to cook a smaller amount in the Kli that won't be enough to Mevatel the Isser. But if the Kli is always used to cook large amounts of Heter, large enough that the Isser will be Batel, then there's no Xera. So even though it's an Isser Daraisa according to the Ravid, it's Xera Daraisa. Who said that such a thing is Xera Daraisa? Is that really legitimate? We find that he says, one example is Yichud. The other example is Chati Sher. So according to him, we have these three examples of Gzera Daraisa, Yichud, Chati Sher, and Shitas Arayvad is that the Isser of Bitl Isser L'chatchila is an Isser Daraisa, but it's Gzera that you may come to make the Taruvas to cook in such a way that you won't have enough Heter to Mevatel. And in a case where that Gzera is not applicable, even though it's an Isser Daraisa, the Isser Daraisa itself goes away. So not only are we saying that we're interpreting Yisroom Daraisa as Xeris, we're saying Nafkaminas based on them, that if you have a case where with the Tam of the Xeris doesn't apply, then it's Mutter, then the Yisroom Daraisa no longer applies. Interesting Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah talks about Onshim, Ein Onshim and Adin. There's a rule that we don't give Malchus, we don't apply Onshim based on Kal V'Chomer. So he has a couple of questions. One of them is Basar B'Chala. The Torah says three times, Lo Sivashel Gedi B'Chalei V'Imo. The Torah writes the prohibition as a prohibition against cooking, but we know that eating basar b'chalav also gets malchus, is also a lav. Isn't that onshim min adin? You want to say it's a kal v'chomri. Torah says don't cook it, you certainly shouldn't eat it. But ain't onshim min adin. Kesef Mishnah has two terutzim. One of his terutzim is that it's not a kal v'chomri. It's a svara. That mashmash lo astra Torah levash al kadesh lo yav alechel. Cooking itself we interpret as exera. Why does the Torah not want you to cook? Because you may come to eat it. So inherently, not a kal v'chomri, but it's inherent in the entire issur against cooking. Is an iser that because you may come to eat it. So the Kesem Mishnah understood that the reason for the Torah's prohibition of Bishul Basar B'Chalav is Gzeira that you may come to eat Basar B'Chalav, and that the Torah doesn't want you to do. Tashbatz himself seems to say that there is such a thing as Gzeira Midaraisa. We mentioned earlier the Tashbatz in a Tshuva who flatly asserts in an absolute way that there is no such thing as Gzeira Daraisa. But in the Tashbatz's own Sefer, Yovin Shmua, in his Mamar Chametz, he says there is such a thing as Gzeira Daraisa. He notes that the Isser of Chametz, the prohibition of Chametz on Pesach, is more stringent than other Isurim. First of all, it's not just a lav, it's Karis. Second, it's Asur Vahana. Third, he says, Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzah. There's no other Avera that there's a prohibition of Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzah. You can't even own the Isser. So he says, why is there such a chomer? Why did the Torah say Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzah? Hatam, Tlobadili Inshimine, Vyavo, La'achlo. Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzah, he says, there's a Ran, Rabbi Yosef Engelbring says something similar, proposes something similar, but the Tashbat says in Yovin Shmua that the prohibition of Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzah is Gzeira. It's Gzeira that you may come to eat the Chametz. So there's a separate lav of Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzah. The reason for that lav, it's a form of Gzeira according to the Tashbat, that it's Gzeira you may come to eat it. Stechemen, it says that the Achronim tell us that Yovin Shmua was written later in his life, and it actually trumps the tshuva, that he changed his mind apparently, and he held the rich thing as Gzeira Midaraisa. But even the Tashbatz, who says in his tshuva, he's the Rosh HaMedabrim, that there's no such thing as Gzeira Daraisa, but even he conceded the point that there is sometimes such a thing as a Gzeira Daraisa. Havchana. The Gemara Nivama says, the Mishnah Nivama says that when a woman gets widowed or divorced, she has to wait 3 months before getting remarried. So the Gemara brings two reasons. One reason is based on a drasha. The Gemara dashens a pasuk that we have to know exactly who the father of any of her children are. And if you get married too quickly, we won't be sure who the father is. Another reason the Gemara says, Rava says all kinds of problems can arise. Problems with erva, that he won't know who his true parents are. He won't know who his relatives are. He may wind up marrying someone who's an erva to him. There are problems of Yibum and Chalitza if we're not sure whose child he is. The Rava held that there are practical concerns that require us to make sure we know who the parents are, and Shmuel brings a drasha. So the Stechemed brings a Birka Yosef, the Birka Yosef brings a Tshuv and the Shvus Yaakov, and Machlokas between Gadol Echad and the Shvus Yaakov himself, whether, according to Rava, who said these reasons, that it's a chashash, that if we don't know who his parents are, certain problems can emerge, is that a din daraisa or a din drabanan? The Gadol Echad said that it's a gzeira midaraisa. Shvus Yaakov said no. If it's a chashash, if it's a gzeira, it's not daraisa. Shmuel, well, it's a drasha, maybe held to as daraisa, maybe. But maybe some say it's an asmachta. But Rava, who said it's a chashash, Shema, maybe he'll end up marrying his sister, that, and other concerns like that, that's a gzeira, that's drabanan. Says the Birka Yosef, who said? It could be a gzeira daraisa. Just because Rava says that there are certain chashashos, they could be the reason for an Isser Daraisa, just because that, as we've seen from all these other Akronim, that just because something is Asur Midaraisa doesn't mean that we don't have the right to interpret the Torah's rationale for the Isser as a form of Gzera, as a form of a Chashash, that it can lead to a different problem. We find a similar thing in the prohibition of Schora B'Dvarim HaAsurim, doing business with merchandise that one is not allowed to eat. The Gemara brings a drasha. There's a major machlokas in the Rishonim, whether it's Daraisa or Drabanan, whether it's the Drasha's Nasmachta or a Drasha Gemura. And some Rishonim say that the reason you can't do Schara B'Dvarim HaAsurim is Gzeira, you may come to eat it. That the Chazal didn't want you to do Schara B'Dvarim HaAsurim as Gzeira, that if you do business with it, you may wind up eating it. So the Stechemet brings from Shmuel Kluger, from earlier Achronim, that there are some Achronim who seem to have understood that even if it's Daraisa, it could be a form of Gzeira. Even if it's Daraisa, the reason the Torah doesn't want you to do Schara B'Dvarim HaAsurim is because of Gzeira. You may come to eat it. It's Gzeira Daraisa. Brings the Prima Gadim, seems to hold like that. That the Rav Shmuel Kluger doesn't understand the Prima Gadim. He says the Prima Gadim is conflating two different reasons. He's Arkivat Rei Rikshi, that he gives the reason of Shema Yochal, and he says it's Daraisa. Those two things are not compatible, Rav Shmuel Kluger says. If it's Daraisa, it's Gzeira Sekasuv. If it's Gzeira Shema Yochal, it's Drabanan. Says it's Techem, and no, that we've seen that there's ample basis in the poskim, in halacha, that there's such a thing as Gzeira Daraisa. Prima Gadim himself seems to say that, as we noted earlier, in the context of the Isser of Chatzi Shir Asim HaTorah, Gzeira Shema Yochel Ashir. So the Prima Gadim is perfectly logical that there are certain Isuri Torah which are understood to be Gzeiras, and not things that are intrinsically Asir, but are just Gzeiras, that if you do this, you may come to do that. So even though it's Asim HaDaraisa, the Torah itself was concerned that the primary concern of the Torah was something else. The Torah said, don't do this, Midaraisa, even though I'm not really concerned about that, Hashem says, but I'm afraid if you do this, you may end up doing that, and that's what I'm really concerned about. That there are many, many examples. The Rosh Hashanah, the Sechemet have pages and pages. They have literally dozens of examples of cases. Some of them are very halachah lemaises, we've been discussing. Some of them are just svaras in the sugya, and other examples that are not so practical, but there are literally dozens of cases where at least some achronim or some rishonim say or imply that there is gzeira d'oraisa, yet we do have other achronim, the tashbats and other achronim seem to say that there's no such thing as gzeira d'oraisa. We have to reconcile them with the Midrash Rabbah, the Midbar Rabbah Anaso, regarding Nazir and regarding Korvel Arayis.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.